You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
All right, folks, we back up in the building on another week of this podcast life. Yeah.
My heart is on fire. My heart is on fire.
Oh, shit.
Tell them who you be.
I'm going to tell them again. I'm EA. You know what I'm saying? Representing from the 919 right now, the area, the Raleigh-Durham area, you did.
Hey, I already know. Chuck, too nice, man. I represent that 803. Columbia, South Carolina, man. You know the vibes.
Carolina Kings.
Hey, what's up, my guy?
Hey, I think you were just talking to like, complain about your day or some shit like that.
Shit, I mean, it's work.
Yeah.
I'm going to complain every day I'm working for the white man until my shit pop off, so.
That's good enough. That's valid.
That's rich every day.
That's valid. I understand that.
I get this dime and he get a whole dollar. But I'm very excited, man. I don't know if you know, but I went and checked. And this is our fucking 20th episode, bro.
Yep.
That shit went by fast.
Sure did. 20 episodes.
I appreciate everybody listening and tuning in, subscribing. I appreciate that shit, dog. This shit went by fast. It's been fun.
Most definitely. 20 episodes in the can. Appreciate all the support we've been getting so far. I'm trying to make it bigger and better every step of the way. But,
bigger and better.
Appreciate you fucking with us.
I like to talk. I can't believe I was able to talk that much.
Nah, I can't believe.
What? Oh, you talking about with me?
Yeah, you run your mouth a lot, bro. You talk a lot. We both talk a lot, though.
Whatever, bro. Put me in that
shit. When he's offended, guys.
Don't put me in your shit.
Don't you put that shit on me, Ricky Bobby.
Exactly. What's up, man? Yeah. We got a lot to talk about, bro. Some good and some bad stuff been going on, but
yeah, quite a bit. Let me go ahead and get into our second shut in. You want to do it or you want me to do it? Like, what's up,
man? You go ahead and do it, man. You already know I got a lot of stuff. I actually got a good bit of stuff to talk about with this, but go ahead. You go ahead and start it off, man.
Well, you know, legendary comedian Paul Mooney has transitioned. He died at the age of 79. I'm reading this from CNN Entertainment. The story folks broke, you know, Roland Martin posted about it earlier this morning. But he was just found passed away from a heart attack on Wednesday morning in Oakland, California. He was originally from Shreveport, Louisiana. He worked with everybody from Richard Pryor. They lived in color, did sketches and wrote with Dave Chappelle. Basically, he's your favorite comic, and also like their godfather, like at the same time. Paul Mooney is just a man. He's an institution.
He was the big dog.
Anybody in black entertainment, you know, reached out and gave their condolences and sent tweets. And it was just a whole thing, bro. Paul Mooney, like one of my favorite comedians of all time, bro.
Yep, I ain't even about to make this shit sad because he wasn't no sad nigga. He made people smile, man. I remember listening to Ari Spears in the damn interview. He said he tried to get Paul Mooney to come write for Mad TV back in the day. He said, man, I forgot they got to meet this nigga because you know he real. He gonna give it to you raw. It ain't no sugarcoating. He talking about Paul went in there and talked to the people, come back out. He said, they're not real enough, man. They're not real enough.
They're
not real enough. I'm too real.
They're not ready for my shit. I'm too real. Yo, that motherfucker was hilarious. He always told you how you wasn't shit. You wasn't shit compared to him. How there never gonna be another him. Now everybody's selling his shit.
Everybody's selling. Living color. Y'all stole my shit.
Stole my shit. It wasn't like he was lying. It's just like
he wasn't lying. And one of his quotes, he always said that always follow. He said, "Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody wants to be
wants to be a nigga. One of the truest quotes of all time. Everybody wants to be a nigga, but nobody wants to be a nigga.
Exactly. Exactly. See what comes with it. You don't want to do it. So.
Exactly. Be yourself. He used to love to make the white folks leave doing the sit. Like, it was like one of his achievements.
He made white people very uncomfortable, dog.
Oh, yeah, but love that shit. Like, that's the energy I loved about Paul Mooney the most, though. Like, the fact that he loved to make white people uncomfortable and did not care in a world where we always constantly trying to make white people not be, always be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? We always do shit to break up racks and go extra mile to make them feel extra comfortable. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck about that shit. Oh, I just love that shit. It was like he was free to be himself.
Exactly. He said, only niggas that make white people comfortable is the ones that grin. A grinning nigga. He said, what's the nigga with the AIDS, Magic Johnson? That's one grinning ass nigga. White people feel comfortable around him.
Oh yeah, definitely.
oh my god. Yo, funny, bro.
And people don't realize, to be a great comedian, I ain't talking about being like a good comedian. To be a great comedian, you have to be very intelligent. Like, that's shit people understand. You can't be a dumbass or a dumb dumb and call yourself one of the best comedians or the greatest comedians to do it. That man was a genius. Like, gonna be missed, you know what I'm saying? But his energy, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going nowhere. It's all throughout the industry and everybody touch. So I say to the ancestors, Paul Mooney, transitioned at the age of 79.
Yep, he definitely left his mark.
Oh, for sure.
But what I'm saying, miss you. We would definitely miss you, bro.
Sorry. Let's move it on a little bit. You know, try to pick it up, keep it light like Paul, you know what I'm saying? Keep it funny, interesting shit. What you got going on over there, man? You bringing something to the table today? So,
Bruh, that was some shit that would irritate me, though. This whole gas situation, bruh. We talking about some news shit, bruh. Niggas is killing me, bro. Like, I'm gonna get into what, you know what I'm saying, what happened, but you know, everybody had their conspiracies and all those bullshit.
Hey, man, first of all, just to break it down, everybody who listens to us might not live in the Southeast. You know what I'm saying? Explain what happened.
Yeah, but I'm gonna explain it all, but I'm gonna just tell you why this shit had pissed me off, man, because my job requires me, I do a lot of traveling. Yeah. And when my shit comes up and say, you got 30 miles to E, and I'm going to gas stations and them shits is empty as hell, and I see motherfuckers with big 5 and 10 gallon damn things that filled up and shit, acting like they waiting on the Armageddon or something. Bruh, it's...
Wait, first of all, what are they waiting on?
Motherfucking Armageddon, bro. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Okay, my bad. You didn't say like the first thing. Armageddon or something? I'm like, what the fuck is that? A new restaurant? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bruh.
Wait on Armageddon.
The world wasn't about to end, bro. The shit got shut down. And who they saying responsible for it? It's a hacker group called DarkSide. They shut down them Colonial Pipeline.
The DC villain?
The
DC villain?
No. Hell no. It's just a choice. It's just a damn. I think what you said. Hey, he was a raw motherfucker. He beat them. What's the name, man? Justice League, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I didn't think he was real, but
yeah, nah, these motherfuckers are very real.
Right.
Because not only did they shut down Colonial Pipeline, which motherfuckers was going crazy because they was acting like we was just gonna run out of gas, they hit 47 other places and made a total of $90 million last week when they had everything shut down. Colonial Pipeline paid them $5 million for them to turn the shit back on.
Shut up.
Yeah, bro. These had me so mad, bro. I'm panicking, bro, because Lexington didn't have shit. I'm on my way to goddamn Augusta, and I'm praying. I'm like, bro, I got to hit one of these country hick towns. I know these white people up in the hills. I know they got some gas, bro, so I was cool, bro. I put on up 20 and was able to find me a little bit of gas, bro.
They probably hid the gas when they seen your black ass coming, I'm gonna be honest with you. Hide all the gas from this nigga. It ain't but a little bit left.
Lexi wasn't playing no games. I mean, I seen people putting 93 in Hondas. So, I mean,
man. What a ride premium today, motherfucker.
I wasn't playing no games. But I just said all that to say, man, look, man, they never said it was going to be a gas source. They just said the pipelines got shut down. It's some hackers. They was handling the shit. And they handled the shit in a couple days. And gas was back moving. Motherfuckers be panicking for no reason, bro.
Well, it's somewhat like, because in Georgia, 45% of the gas stations aren't really back up to having gas. They kind of,
that's because you got motherfuckers at the house with a ass of fucking gas, and they looking stupid on it. What the fuck I'm gonna do with all this goddamn gas?
Yeah, if you speaking of gas, it was a story last week where a woman in South Carolina, I believe, she died, right? Because she was driving with no tags or some shit like that, and the cops saw her, and she began to speed away to get away from the cops. Mind you, she didn't die because the cops shot her. She's white. What happened was that she was speeding behind her, and she tried to like make a maneuver, but with her car being a bucket, first and foremost, and secondly, having all that weight with all them gas containers in the back, she flipped over and the shit exploded.
Oh shit!
Right. So damn. She exploded. She was able. I think she was able to get out, but the whole shit is like several explosions. It was like when a movie car explosion. Like
Just when the car like on rush out. Like first rush out.
It blew like five times, but he didn't even know she had gas cans in the back. She was over there, I guess, hoarding them or saving them or going to sell them or something, but almost blew her damn self up. Crazy. Only South Carolina could that shit happen.
Yeah, only in fucking, oh my God. That shit, it's not funny, but it's funny.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I can see it happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And she didn't even kill herself. What kind of shit is that? That's not that I wish death on nobody, but I'm just saying. Damn.
Yeah, I've seen people run from the police for some crazy shit, but for that, yeah, you almost killed your damn self.
Almost killed
over some gas.
No, she driving like 87 Cougar or some shit like that.
God damn, 87.
You know, some shit that ain't even on the street, ain't street legal at all.
That bitch still rolling though, bro. All they need is an oil change.
Not anymore.
That's it, over with. Yeah, oh man. My God.
That
man.
Gas shit was so crazy, bro, because first of all, I'm gonna set with two people. I'm gonna set with Governor Roy Cooper, one. And yeah. I'm gonna set with my father. And I'll explain.
You said who? Your second?
My father.
What?
I'm explaining. Let me get to
it. Go ahead.
First of all, I'm really upset with Roy Cooper because he went and made a public service announcement that, hey, there's no need to be wild or no need to go into a hysteria, there's no shortage of gas. Then why would you make an announcement saying there ain't no problem and no shortage of gas? You know what motherfuckers gonna do after you say that?
Exactly.
Make a run on the gas station, because why else would you say it if it ain't true? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be a reason why you said it.
You right, bro. Cause that's why it's people that got 1,000 rolls of toilet paper in their house right now buying all that shit last year.
Yeah. They still got toilet paper and ain't wiping their ass with.
You're right, bro.
Even people who can't add 1 + 1 know that shit means go to the gas station. Two, I'm gonna say with my father because he's telling me about this and berating me because I'm like, boy, you gotta watch the news. I told you all your life, you don't wanna watch the news. You don't wanna watch the local news. But as soon as he's telling me this, yeah, go ahead, get some gas. So I take my ass out there listening to my father. Well, and I waste more gas. And end up not getting gas than I did if I just took my ass home.
Hey, why I'm smiling so? I was smiling so hard while you was telling it.
Because you're trash and you're a trash ass friend. That's why.
Go and get you some gas. So why, bro? That shit was shut down for like 2 days, bro. That was it.
And didn't find no gas, and I was looking for the gas.
Didn't find none, bro. Over. Oh,
burnt up more gas looking for gas, and I didn't find no gas.
Bro, I went
home and I smoked some gas. That's what the fuck I did.
Hey, I was in Family Dollar and the dude, he was loud as hell. I hate when people do that shit. Loud as fuck on the phone. And yeah. I'm like, yo, tell that motherfucker you'll call him back, man. We standing in the line. He said, hey, man. Yeah, exactly. Even if that, I still don't want to hear you talking, bro. Call that motherfucker back. He said, hey, man, y'all got gas up there? And he was like, hell yeah. See, I guess he was like, hell yeah, what you need? You know what I'm saying? He's like, nigga, not weed. I'm talking about like gasoline. Right. Right. See where your mind at, bro?
What?
I'll tell you what. Niggas, exactly.
We don't gotta play Guess What Race Is. We already know.
What? Niggas. We know niggas because we used to be niggas.
I ain't talking about no gas, talking about that pressure. I'm talking about gas. Hey.
Liquid gas, motherfucker. Hey, he low key did sound kind of mad though. He was like, nigga, I'm talking about, nigga, you watching the news? Niggas is buying up hella gas.
See, that's his problem. That's his fault. He don't know his friends. Yeah, you know, exactly. Certain niggas, you can't ask real world questions about them niggas. Exactly. His eyes don't real fucking world. Know. The news. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I meant to say this at the top. I forgot, man. Paul Mooney news. Sure. Kind of hit me hard, but today is actually Michael Mix's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, May 19th, you know. Malcolm X was born. Excuse me, I ain't really young. Sorry. No, well, May 19th, Malcolm X was born.
I mean, old.
Yeah, 1925. Yeah, Malcolm X is Malcolm X. I mean, I can't explain to you no more. I'm pissed off because Google didn't do a Google Doodle for Malcolm X today.
Oh,
they've been doing it for the most random motherfuckers. Yeah, they've been doing it for the most random motherfuckers. You ain't gonna do a Google Doodle for Malcolm X? Trash.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I be remembering Michael Mix's birthday because it's also my late grandmother's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Willie Mae Caldwell.
Happy birthday to her as well, you know?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yep. Willie Mae Caldwell, she ain't played no games. Cause.
And Monday was LJ's birthday.
Shout out.
And it had been my aunt's birthday, Marsha May, so shout out to her too. She don't even listen to this, but whatever.
Hey. it's a lot of May babies, dog.
Yeah, I already know.
What's 9 months before May, bro? I'm trying to think about that because it's a lot of birthdays being May. Parents nasty as hell.
It's August, right? All right, yeah, that's my parents' anniversary, so I ain't never even think about it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I always throw. That's why I used to always throw in these baby faces. Yeah. My parents planned for me, motherfucker. I don't know what they were doing with you. I knew I was thought about.
God.
They get quiet.
Guess I was playing. My parents. I mean, they was married, so I guess I was playing.
You know,
that's
what I mean?
How
I'm
how I look at it.
No, I'm just saying, they went up on these little fake hard kids, trying to make fun of me and shit.
I mean, in your case, it makes perfect sense. I mean, it's your parents' anniversary.
Definitely does.
Yeah.
Definitely would. I just picture them with a room full of incense and
fucking Marvin Gaye or something.
Roach clips and some Anita Baker playing in the background.
That's terrible, though.
It's terrible, but it's love. You know what I'm saying? It's black love. It's terrible, but it's love.
Okay, yeah. So since you tell that story, bro, I got to tell one. So,
all
right. So my dad's in the military, and we were staying at the condo off base, right off base and shit. So we used to play with the kids next door, and you know, so man, me and my baby brother wasn't even born yet, because I was six, and me and him 6 years apart. Hint.
Right.
Me and my middle brother, Easy, yo, we outside playing and shit. One
it's
of the kids, I think,
got brought in the world.
Bro, so one of the boys, he was like, hey, y'all got some carrots or something? Because he was playing with his little rabbit or whatever and shit. So I was like, let me go see. Let me go ask my mom. I go upstairs. I go back in there, I go upstairs. My dad's standing there with a towel wrapped around him, my mama laying in the bed. Chuck, get out of here!
Right?
So, you know, at the time, I ain't no shit. But by the time I got to high school, and shit, you know, because it was just like, that's just like a random, I was like, what the fuck, he had a towel wrapped up to the bed?
All of a sudden, the memory made sense.
God damn, that's nasty as a motherfucker.
Hey.
And I was 5-ish going on 6, and my brother, me and my baby brother, six years apart. It's fucking
well,
disgusting.
The story is,
our parents are nasty.
Man, his parents was in love, bro. He's stupid as hell. He's trying a little Christian.
Yeah, one time it was fucking disgusting. That's nasty, but it's all good. We all here. We all grown.
Yeah, we all here. We all grown. Shit. That's beautiful, bro.
In other news, let's stop talking about our parents conceiving.
Yeah, Brandon gonna cut your ass out. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, but I know where he was made.
He deserves it.
Fucking disgusting. Hey, it was rumors going around about Tiffany Haddish replacing Ellen, because you know she about to dip. I guess I don't know if she's retiring or whatever, but she was supposed to replace her as a daytime talk show host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she was on Breakfast Club this morning. She said nobody has approached her about that job, but she would take it.
Of course you would.
Yeah, but she said nobody approached her. I ain't gonna lie, I was excited. I was like, yeah, she deserved that shit, man.
They writing them Ellen checks, I'll take that shit.
What? I can have a house like that shit, like a kingdom. Ellen House is like, and it's crazy, you know, everybody's in the quarantine, so she was posting like all that shit, and I was just like, that's her. I was like, what the fuck? It's like, she on vacation or something?
That's one quarantine thing they got. That's the people on Ellen. House. That's one people that set Ellen on their people on Ellen ass too. All that goddamn posted in quarantine, your house is garbage, nigga. Like, you can't go nowhere. Why the fuck do you want to go somewhere?
Exactly. I can't go anywhere. And I'm looking like, yo, your shit look like somewhere somebody will go on vacation to. You know what I'm saying? You got a fucking ocean back there, the wind blowing. It ain't blowing, it's just a breeze. One of them like breezes that you can get cool off. He's like, damn, this shit's good,
bro. You don't even need air conditioning, you just open your doors and shit.
Yeah.
Why the fuck your house look like a bungalow? Fuck
exactly, dog.
Fuck you, right now.
One last thing I'll talk about real quick in news is this. We represent the Carolinas. On WalletHub.com, they kind of do like a ranking of like best cities for like kids that just graduated college to start careers. And Columbia and Charleston made the list at number 5 and number 6. Columbia
in
number 5 and
Charleston. In America?
Yeah, in America, brother. It's out of 186 major cities, you know what I'm saying? They do this list off of. And at first when I seen that shit, I was like, somebody made a mistake. But it's just for they said for college graduates, just for like entry level positions. That's the reason why they get them there, because
entry level drug dealers.
Me personally, I'm just thinking like it's. Nobody wants to come here, so that's why we're on the list. Like, it's hella jobs, because don't nobody want to come live in the country.
What?
Hey, man, it didn't have, like, you know what I'm saying, like, specific jobs or whatnot. It just said that... Yeah,
somebody paid a white man to put them on
the list. It said Columbia ranked the fourth largest entry-level job city. It's like 100,000... It's like a entry level job is like per 100,000 people or something like that. So I don't know how true that is, but that's what it says.
You're not gonna keep reading this goddamn news shit.
I went on there. I was going through and I saw it and I said, hey, ain't Carolina, like please, let's talk about the Carolina, bro. They didn't have specific jobs, bro. But
they can't, because none of them jobs are illegal.
I think last on the list said like 180 something was them, was it Newark, New Jersey? Some shit like that. That was last on the list, but
Man, your job
suck, bro. How it suck? Bro, it's fucking,
it makes no sense. You have no information. I'm asking questions.
Bro, they didn't have that. They don't have what job they are.
So we're just gonna tell these young college graduates that these two cities are best places to go start your life.
Level job,
I don't
know what
the fuck is there. All right. I didn't want to even get. All right, yep. South Carolina, they two cities the best. Yep.
They ain't the best. They number 5 and number 6.
Right.
So that means
are they still trading places for 49 and 50 for education too? That we were still doing.
They ain't say nothing about you was gonna get smart if you come here. They just said they had a job for you when you finished.
Oh, okay. So they're gonna have kids and raise their dumb ass kids there too.
What? What? You just come to get an entry level, get your foot in the door, get some experience, and then you can haul ass.
Right. Because white is gonna let you have a great life. Okay, go ahead. All right. Must be for white people. This list got to be for white people. It's something gotta be prefaced for this shit. It makes no sense to me.
Well, it's Colombian Charleston, so it probably is. It ain't say Orangeburg or fucking. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Or Spartanburg, anything with Berg or Bill in it.
They ain't say none of that. Greenwood or no shit right. like that. You know what I'm saying? They said Colombian Charleston.
Nothing with colors, birds, or bills were named in this list.
That shit's fucking terrible, bro.
It's fucking, yes, accurate. Therefore, it's terrible.
Hey, man, let's take a break, man. Let's come back and talk about some music, yo.
All right.
So stay tuned.
All right, bro.
We back.
Yo, we back.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. We gonna have to like create an Instagram or something because both of us got to see behind the scenes shit because this shit is crazy. We got to do like a video shit. Shit be crazy behind the scenes. But
I agree.
But I gotta cut my fan on, boy. How the hell is the hell this goddamn crown, boy?
What you know? We got the next sweats.
Goddamn neck sweats, underarm sweats. This shit's serious over here, man.
Crown, you don't normally drink Crown. Where you get Crown from, bro?
Bro, that shit been in the budget this week, bud. That bitch ain't up at $25.
What?
It ain't up at $25, bro. I usually drink Gentleman Jack, but that shit $36 for a fifth at that liquor store I went to. Ooh. I said, oh, no, ma'am. I just mashed that shit in 2 days, 2-3 days. No.
Yeah. So you must have went to a liquor store in a white neighborhood, then.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, because the price point sounds about white, as well as the surplus of Crown. It can't be the Omegas around. That shit would not be there. It'd have been over there, already consumed.
Bitch, you guessed.
Right.
Hey, and then on the door, they got a sign say, out of Hennessy. And it was something else. They won't be getting no more of that. Basically, that's what they're saying.
Oh, right.
It's no point. I probably had 3 bottles in the back.
No Hennessy, no Deuce.
And the 3 black people that live in Wildwood probably already bought them shit, so they ain't getting no more.
Yeah. What's up with Q's and Crown, though? God damn, boy.
I think it's because it come in a purple box and in a purple bag.
Oh, duh.
That's about it. Other than that, I don't know why. I mean, it's purple.
They still ain't got no goddamn endorsement deal from Crown.
I know, right? Because I know I seen the Q. He had to be about 85. That motherfucker had purple pants, purple shirt, purple shoes. I said, damn, that boy still, real.
So that shit was made out of Crown Royal bags.
I swear, my man. It was crazy. Purple everything, bro. I man had to be about 80. I don't know why he was driving.
He was a Purple Ribbon All Star. Shit. Moving on. Says you want to get into like entertainment or some shit. First of all, music. First we're going that direction. I want to go give a shout out to my younger brother, Big Uno, at Chavez
Uno.
Started his own podcast this week. With Stat Sheet.
Stat Sheet 5.
That shit is fire.
Episode 1 is out now.
Episode 1.
He just started. Title episode. Yeah, he just started out, so I don't know if it's on all the major platforms there, but it will be coming to all the major platforms, so be looking out for it.
Please
go subscribe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I did want to talk about some music, because so excited. But, that J. Cole dropped.
Classic.
All season. Classic. The motherfuckers is asking, how is it a classic? It just dropped.
Classic.
Because we know good music. Mm-hmm. And we've been waiting on some good music.
Mm-hmm.
I just let this shit ride every day that I've been driving. But, two of my favorites. So I just do these two. I mean, I like all of them on there, but Applying Pressure and 95 South.
Oh my god,
it's just two of my favorite songs on there. I'm just putting that out there.
Yes, sir. Fire, 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 but, fire, fire.
But don't at me, because I like all the songs on there. But those are just two of my favorites.
Shit, you can add me all you want to. I don't give a fuck. I like all the songs and that shit. It's a classic. It's J. Cole putting his stamp on the music game as a rapper, the most prolific rapper out right now. Representing the Carolinas from Fayetteville, Vietnam. And you already know when the young boy talking about Southeast, he really talking about the Carolinas, because nobody don't think about Southeast. You know, you're either going to say like Georgia or Florida, or either you're going to say Virginia. When you say Southeast, you're talking about North and South Carolina. Let's keep it all the way funky. He repping for the whole two states. And on top of that, man, he had a whole song called I-95 South, right? Don't nobody else know about the 95 South, man. I've gone down that highway so many times throughout my other years on this planet, man.
They don't know about that. They don't know about south of the border and all that.
Nah. Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers right now, they hearing that shit, and they like, what the fuck are you talking about south of the border? All that shit. We know y'all don't know. Big-ass highway coming through here, boy.
Saw Junior throw it off the backboard. Nigga, what? Fuck out of here, man. It's just a connecting thing, man. It's just inspirational, motivational for everybody who from these two states, who trying to get out here and get it, who see somebody who at the top of their profession, and just flexing on everybody. This is my this album to me is equivalent to like Jay's Blueprint 3. He said
sometimes you got to show niggas that you do this at another level, and that's how you do it.
just let them know they can't do it.
They can't do it. When they see you do it, how you do it, they say, I would have did it just like that.
Right.
But I can't.
Motherfuckers. Shut on them motherfuckers. Yeah. Give them the real.
For real. Flex on them. Shit.
The build is back. Yeah. Classic. Yeah.
Platinum.
Stream me.
We'll be platinum, baby.
And I still go and say, especially with J. Cole dropping this shit, Drake's fair, boy. If he ain't, he should be. He's got half a mind about him.
Bruh, I ain't even got them.
But this shit ain't nothing to play about.
I don't even want to talk about Drake and that certified lover boy shit. That shit, he done made me mad.
I know you don't want to talk about your light-skinned Avenger, man.
Cold and dropped his fire.
Fire.
And that niggas is sitting at the house like, bro, what we going to do? Cause I ain't gonna lie, I thought Migos was supposed to drop their shit that same day. I don't know what the fuck they was thinking about, but they just dropped a little single. They said they ain't coming to the 23rd of June or some shit. Who cares?
They knew better than that.
Yeah. But this jacket. I'm gonna call him a jackass because he do dumb shit, and this was dumb. Kodak Black, and this just FYI shit. Kodak Black dropped an album called Haitian Boy Kodak. I ain't gonna lie, I tried, you know, I tried to give everybody a chance.
Oh,
wow. Huh? Because I do a lot of driving, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, already had to listen to Cole, so I said, let me go see what else is on here. I did listen to, I think Amigos had dropped a little single or whatever. Yeah, it sounded like Amigos, but, man, I went and tried to...
Unless they should have dropped 3 years ago.
Yeah. It's not saying like that. Then I tried to go listen to Kodak. Then I got through like 1.5 songs, and I was like, next album. So I went and Nicki Minaj did a re-release of one of her mixtapes, and she had a few new tracks on there. The only one that stood out to me was the Seeing Green, which I think is supposed to be the big track off of it anyway. It's with her featuring Wayne and Drake. Nicki's verse was straight. She ended kind of strong with that whole you were sitting on the sideline, couldn't see, whatever, you know what I'm saying? That was all right. But Wayne shit did start off a little weak.
Safari, man.
I'm starting to think Safari was right. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was on Breakfast Club capping, but it's starting to sound like he was right. Yeah, cause like all her old shit on there that she had before, I mean, she was spitting on that shit. All the other shit on that mixtape, she was spitting. Yeah. But it's
all she need that extra ear to be like, nah, rewrite that. Nah,
yeah, exactly.
She missing that extra
Wayne, you can tell it's the old Wayne. You know what I'm saying? He started off kind of like, yeah. Then he ended that shit. Real nice, like.
But I ain't gonna lie. He kind of took me back a little bit. I was like, okay. I ain't heard him say Young Angel, Young Lion in a minute. And then But see, the thing about Drake, he always gonna get on us and get real fly and jazzy when he get on Wayne and Nicki. That's his comfort zone.
Yeah, yeah. And then another time he gonna be singing and shit. You know how that do. But
right.
C-Scott, nah, he punished them on that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He really did.
He punished their ass on that shit. Yeah, it was bad, man. That man said he trying to run a whole country like Putin. But who Russian?
Who's Russian?
I said, hey, and I hadn't heard him say a disrespectful. I haven't heard him say a disrespectful line about another nigga girl in a while, yo. He been on some singing shit and like God's plan shit, but that motherfucker said your girl tastes better in the morning like a slice of pizza. Yeah. That's why I had to hit it with the nice to meet you. I said, okay, Drizzy. But I still need you to drop that album and quit bullshit. You know
quit
what I mean?
Bullshit. Quit playing around here.
Yeah, you know. But
damn,
Drake. Music wise, nobody else shit really stood out, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean, once I
heard Cole shit, it was kind of a rap for me. I ain't gonna lie to you. Everybody else shit was. I mean, other than Drake verse and seeing Green, everybody else shit was. Mediocre, dog. Shit's crazy.
Cole definitely elbowed and carved out a lane for himself this whole past week with the music drop. I mean, I just don't get it. CN Green was supposed to be the big deal on the new re-release of a mixtape. That's the first mixtape I really paid attention to Nicki on. Beat Me Up, Scotty. It's a classic. It's fire, but really it makes me think about reading all the comments, how people either, hey, y'all niggas is mad young, or two motherfuckers don't pay attention to shit. Because they talking about what's that shit? Piggy, whatever the fuck that shit is. It's talking about fucking Best Ever Had remix. All them shit's been on that shit, you know?
Oh,
that
yeah. They should have re-released, bro. I don't know what niggas is talking about.
I didn't realize it was so hot. Like, really? It's a hot shit, a legend. Y'all the main ones talking about shit, a legend. You don't remember this? But I digress. Man, I got this film entertainment shit on the film shit on lock. Let me holler at this shit real quick, man.
Let's do it, bro. Let's do it.
ABC talking about possibility of more Blackie spinoffs and shit. Cast members had some shared thoughts about it. I know for one, the one they really talked about the data I saw was talking about Brownish, Eva Longoria.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't an Eva Longoria fan because she always find the opportune moments to shit on Black people in order to make Latinos seem like they're hot and popping and got more, play this little struggle Olympics type shit.
Yeah.
When it really get down to the nitty gritty, you want none of y'all motherfuckers be here for one for us. I'm talking Latinos, Asians, Middle Eastern, whoever you want to name that's a minority that immigrated here, y'all wouldn't be here for one for us and us pushing this for racial justice and pushing the envelope forward further. Y'all get it because we make things better for y'all. Like, if you look at it, the whole immigration movement that came in the 60s and 70s, that's because of us, the 70s rather, that's because of us in the 60s with the civil rights movement. So, I don't really take count of that. We'll see what it hits for once you get with it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if they name some other spin-off concepts, but basically, man, they say, I guess they're here for the king want to do it. Of course, it's just more bank in his pocket without having to really create a new type of product, because we saw what he did when he did a Netflix special. I liked it, but a lot of people didn't.
So, yeah.
It is what it is, man. We'll see what happens with that. Also, and that's the deal we got with ABC. He ain't even working with, he ain't even making producer stuff for ABC, but he still get that check, that coin with ABC, even if they do other stuff with his shit. So that's big. That's good business right there.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg gonna have an upcoming series on NBC's Peacock with Kevin Hart. Makes fun of world's dumbest crooks. So basically, ABC with
bro,
Kevin Hart.
Go ahead, Snoop, bro.
And Snoop. Yeah. America's Funniest Home Videos with Kevin Hart and Snoop, basically.
Bro, Snoop doing it all, bro.
Yeah.
That's
what's up, bro. You can't even be mad, bro.
You can't, dog. Bro, like, if you don't like Snoop, dog, you just got issues with people, bro. That man is welcome on all platforms, dog. Don't matter what it is, dog. He is welcome, Snoop, with open arms.
Yeah. I mean, Snoop out here making the most out of his money opportunities.
He is, bro.
Can't even be mad at it. It's Snoop. Like, man, went from being on trial for murder to now he's Uncle Snoop to all the rappers, entertainers. He just that dude, like.
Man, he's still a coming hop on the track. Real smooth, like. Man, just, I mean, he a smooth cat, dog. That's a, I don't know what else to say, dog.
Yeah, and the reason that this is going on with Kevin Hart and Stu is because NBC's platform, streaming platform, Peacock, acquired an undisclosed minority stake in Kevin Hart's LOL network, Laugh Out Loud network. Mm-hmm. So they get first look arrangements and deals with Laugh Out Loud, and they'll distribute Laugh Out Loud's catalog on the service among the other various terms of their contract. Oh, and I'm getting all this information from CassiusLife.com in regards to the Stoop story and the Blackish spinoff story.
Yeah.
Seem to be a lot going on, my dude. That's all I got for right now as far as
that. Bro, you was talking about Netflix shows and stuff, bro. Talk what we talked about this weekend. Remember the Upshaws?
The Upshaws. Hey, yes.
You ain't seen the Upshaws. You gotta, I think it's like 10 episodes, bro.
Hey, do yourself a disservice.
Funny, boy.
Funny. I mean,
you got Mike Epps. You already know what Mike Epps gonna be on. That nigga, they crazy.
What you talking?
His wife is Kim Fields. Mm-hmm. And then her sister is Wanda Sykes. and them two go at it, but Mike Epps and Wanda Sykes go at it. But they are hilarious together.
Yeah, ain't seen nothing like that since Martin with him, bro.
Exactly, bro. Ain't seen nothing like that since the 90s, man. This show actually reminds you of them shows. I ain't gonna lie. It kind of took me back to them 90s shows like that, man. It was good. It was funny to keep you laughing or whatnot.
It definitely got that Norman Lear feel, like the ones he created with like Good Times and Jefferson Engine.
Yeah.
To help with San Francisco and shit like that. It got that kind of feel to it.
Yep. So if you got time, man, go ahead and check that out. I got as far as movies, September 24th, the new Venom movie, Let There Be Carnage, will be released. They had
trailer
out for it. I saw a trailer. It looked like it's gonna be good, man.
Much better than the original.
You ain't like the first one? I like the first one.
I mean, as far as it being made by Sony,
made by Sony, but I'm just saying.
Being like, you can tell Marvel had something to do with this one. You can just tell.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the first one was pretty good, so I can't wait to see this one. They done put Carnage in that thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woody Harrelson crazy ass.
Keep things rolling. I'm excited about this because I like horror movies and stuff, especially zombies. So Army of the Dead, zombie movie coming on Netflix this Friday on 21st. They got Batista. Batista used to be in the WWE, used to be a wrestler, and now he's acting. But this is highly anticipated movie. To me, it is because it really hadn't been any good like zombie movies. I mean, you had The Walking Dead, but that's just a show. Walking Dead is pretty good. The first like 5 or 6 seasons was pretty good. It hadn't been a good zombie movie since 2014. I mean, not 2014, 2004. When Dawn of the Dead came out, it had Ving Rhames as one of the leading actors in there, and Mekhi Phifer was in there. That was one of the best zombie movies I've ever seen. But
Monster supposed to have Amari Hardwick in it, starring in it.
Monster.
Ghost from Down.
Oh, you know what? I did see the trailer for that.
Yeah, Ghost from Power.
Yeah, I did see the trailer for that. to hit on this last point, I guess it's more for just an FYI because I was never really into like that Saw movie stuff like that. But you got a Spiral. It came out. It's one of the Saw franchise. It came out on the 13th, and I probably watched this one because it got Chris Rock and Samuel in it.
Oh yeah, that is
probably the only reason why I'll watch it. But that came out on the 13th, and I checked that out, and I think it's only in the movies though. I don't think they're doing it like everybody else putting it on HBO Max and stuff. It'll probably be a while before I see it and talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, man, we'll have to wait and see, man. I don't really be geeked about spinoffs or reboots or redoing like horror movies. I mean, if I'm high and I go see this and it's scary, then I know it's good. If I'm high and I laugh, it's not good. That's my barometer.
Yo, hey, you remember the movie The Grudge?
Oh my God. That shit was scary and funny.
I was so zooted in that bit. Nah, mm-hmm. I was scared of Asian people for like a year or two after that shit, bro.
Now, that's just racist, but I understand what you're saying. But I saw that movie too. All right.
I was so scared, bro. I thought they all was about to go. Now, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I thought they was about to get me, dog. I probably shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, funny. It filled all my sensories. Like, you know what I'm saying? It meant all the satisfactory levels.
Man, that movie was fucked up, bro.
That movie was hilarious. But at the same time, I'm a little scared, yeah. But if you look at it now, go watch it now. You won't be scared of that shit, bro.
No, I watched it as an adult. It was ass.
The
CGI was trash in it.
Yeah. Yeah, Mortal Kombat had better CGI than that shit.
Yeah.
Just keep it all the way, bud.
Yeah. We still got a little sports to talk about, man. Do you want to take a break or you just want to keep on keeping on?
Might as well keep on keeping on, man.
Hey, bro. Let's do it, bro. We keep on keeping on because this sports segment, you already know, Chuck Too Nice, who got they ass whooped? Let's talk about who got their ass whooped.
Brought to you by bullshit.
Let's talk about who got their ass whooped. So, the Pacers beat the dog shit out of the Hornets in the play-in games. Yes, it was bad, bro. 144-117. They never stood a chance. I was surprised they got 117 points, but still, you almost got beat by 30 motherfucking points, dog.
Hornets playing like they had a game the next night or something.
I know, right? So, yeah, y'all get to go home with that.
Bring y'all ass back to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Come on back to the Carolina Epicenter. I fuck with LaMelo Ball, too, though.
But, Hey, you know, I'm a Lakers fan, so, you know, I really Celtics, I'm like, yeah, whatever. But I like Tatum, bro. Yo, that nigga ball out, man. I think it was last night. Yeah, he ball out, boy. 50 piece? Oof. Hey, Bradley Beal, he used to play some good defense, bro. But he was.
You know,
good.
He hurt, though.
Oh, he hurt, too?
Yeah, he dragging that goddamn left leg around like goddamn. That shit dead, nigga. You got four compressions on that one leg.
It wouldn't have been nobody else to guard him.
They put everybody on him.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
What's his name? Hachimura. He got hurt. I mean, not hurt. He got foul trouble, I think. Either hurt or in foul trouble. He was the one guarding Tatum, and after that nigga was out the way.
Yeah. Celtics won 118-100. Tatum had 50 piece. He was punishing the ass, bro. That shit was bad. I mean, he was doing anything he wanted, bro. Hey, and you can look at that boy and tell he was working out with Kobe, boy. Cause that boy, he was that turnaround fade pretty, boy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, he ruthless. I ain't gonna lie. He was a killer
last night, boy.
I'm interested in seeing them go against the Nets, bro. Because I feel like they match up better now without Jalen Brown going against the Nets.
Yeah, they look good, man. The Wizards gonna have to play the Pacers on Thursday. For that 7th seed. Yes, that's probably gonna be ugly. That shit gonna be ugly, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, though. But as far as playing games that's left, we got something tonight. I was keeping up with Spurs and Memphis was already playing. They had started at 7:30. Memphis is up 98-90 with 1:18 left in the fourth. So they probably should have pulled that one out.
But tonight is the night, like, very right for y'all niggas.
10:30, man. We play Lakers. Lakers play Golden State. Can go ahead and bust their ass.
Tonight is the night they make y'all a woman. Woo!
Calm down, bro.
Cause y'all ready.
Hey, man, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
There you go.
You're talking about the champs, bro. You better watch your mouth when you're talking about the champs, bro.
All right, brother.
Watch your mouth when you're talking about the champs. But
somebody took care of y'all because the Clippers obviously oh. wanted to make sure they had the playoffs. Somebody's hey. Still afraid of y'all.
Hey. Tyronn Lue, he said, man, they ain't do that shit.
So he called that man whole name.
if I say Tyronn, who y'all think I'm talking about?
These niggas usually say Tilu or Talu. You said Tyronn. Oh. Yeah, man. But no, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, they did that
on purpose. They did that shit on purpose. Everybody did that.
Yeah. The Hall of Fame ceremony was last weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, they say the spotlight. You had Tim Duncan, KG, and Kobe. And of course, what happened with Kobe was very sad. But Tim Duncan, he had the Admiral up there, David Robinson. Hey,
the Admiral.
It was good to see the Admiral. But I was like, dang, look at him. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that shit was good. Them two together.
Twin Towers?
Problem, bro. It was a problem in the West, bud.
Yeah, that was getting in people last.
I was so glad the Admiral was old and had to retire, bud. God damn, he was younger. But, hey, say that boy was about 5 years younger.
Yeah, because that motherfucker used to run the court like a motherfucker, boy. Hey. Boy, nobody running the court like David Robinson.
I'm glad he had to retire. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Being a Lakers fan, I'm glad he had to retire. It was
the man that gave him the business was Olajuwon.
Yep. Carolina King, KG, the big ticket. He had Isaiah Thomas with him. And he shout out SC. Let y'all know he been a country boy from South Carolina. That's where he learned to play.
From Alden.
Yep. He ended up having to move. That's how he ended up in Chicago. And Isaiah Thomas used to work with him then, and had talked to him into going in the league early because he was gonna go to college, but he ended up going straight out of high school. Yeah. Which I mean, I'm pretty sure he's glad he did that.
Good job, Zeke.
Yeah, good job. And then my dog, Kobe got inducted, and of course he had MJ, huh?
Did he cry?
Who cried? MJ? Oh, yeah. He has tears coming down. You know, he ain't cry a lot, you know, because Vanessa, she had talked. Kobe's wife had talked. So, she did a good job. She's strong, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't see how she can just get up there. I mean, I guess she got to be strong for her girl she still got because. Tragic like that and just having to, you know what I'm saying, just go on and just keep having, you know what I'm saying, talk about it. That might be what's giving her strength, you know what I'm saying, just keep on talking, just actually talking about it and seeing the impact he actually had, not on just basketball, but the world, period, you know.
Well, she actually don't really be looking at all that shit.
Yeah, she actually did say that. She said this was like one of the first times she ever praised him in public for, you know what I'm saying, things he did on the basketball court.
She don't be really looking at all that shit. She really don't like when fans be reposting all that shit and tagging them like that.
Yeah,
fuck with.
Exactly. And then last week podcast, I told y'all, you know, so they did those guys was from the, that was the 2020, but you know, because of COVID, they didn't have it last year. So they still gonna do the 2021 class, and to highlight that class, you got CB4, Chris Bosh made it. And you got the truth Paul Pierce made it. Okay. And C Webb. Yeah, C Webb, Chris Webber. He finally made it.
C Webb, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Bill Russell made it in there as a coach this time. So he's in there as a player and a coach.
Who the fuck did Bill Russell coach?
I don't think it was NBA teams he coached.
He got a championship with him. He was a player coach for the Celtics when they still winning them championships.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think about Bill Walton. I don't know why I thought about that. Yeah. I'm tripping.
Hey, as far as sports, that's all I got, man.
That's what's up. That shit wouldn't have bad this time. You redeemed yourself from that earlier ass. But hey, I'm glad you brought it with us, brought it to us.
Whoa. 99-96. 99-96 with 9 seconds left. And I think San Antonio got the ball, dog.
Man, but you forgot to mention Tarika Catches that was in the 2020 Hall of Fame as well. Beesh.
My bad. Did this say Rudy K?
Bruh, yes, he plays for the Spurs.
Okay, go talk about Tamika, bro.
I mean, talk about Tamika Catch was all world of college.
He was.
Won a championship, or at least won with the Indiana Fever. She's just a baller. Like, she's just one of the best ever to do it. Like, I just didn't want to leave that out, you know, because she's definitely a part of that 2020 class. So we ain't about to leave out the women, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure I at least give them a little shine or whatever. But let's get into this Carolina Keys top. You know, we can do it this way. You know, we can talk about Israeli-Palestine conflict, or we can talk about House representatives going ahead and passing the vote to create a committee to investigate the insurrection on January 6th. Which one you want to go with?
What was the first one?
Palestine-Israel conflict.
I don't know nothing about that.
All right.
Let's talk about the other insurrection, the committee on that, or we can talk about something else altogether.
Well, yeah, they didn't really investigate it the first time. All that happened was is that
a couple of people got arrested,
right? And people are still getting arrested from it. But what's going on is that the House had a bill on the floor to investigate the Capitol riot, but its fate in the Senate is unclear. Its fate in the Senate ain't fucking unclear, because we already heard from Moscow Mitch that he ain't even agree with the shit, and he's not gonna be supportive of it. But basically, you got people who like Speaker of the House, right, or could be Speaker of the House if it was Republican leading the House, like McCarthy, who definitely is opposed to the commission to probe into this insurrection. And you got, what's that boy name? Out of Texas, all of them was upset.
Oh, I just saw some crazy shit about his ass too.
They keep trying to rope in Black Lives Matter into this as it being a part of it. They keep trying to rope in everybody they can. But the bill was passed for it to be a committee to be made in the House of Representatives. Now it's gonna go to the Senate in order to make it a law so they can create this committee. Yeah, you know, it good for that false equivalency stuff. Like, as long as you don't have to really answer the question or don't have to really...
Yeah, because I hadn't seen one... I didn't see one Black Lives Matter shirt out that motherfucker. That's what I'm confused about.
But they're trying to equate if there is such a thing as this insurrection, which they have yet to really admit to. As a party, they're trying to say it's the exact same thing as Black Lives Matter, and Black Lives Matter should be investigated.
Breaking into a fucking Capitol building, breaking into a federal building is... the same thing,
It's the same thing. It's saying respect me as a human and I have human rights. It's the same thing as going into the Capitol and busting in the Capitol and taking the shit in the Capitol and, you know, all kind of
See, this shit right here wouldn't have never, I mean, it wouldn't have never be anything like this. And I hate to say this because I don't never want to see anybody get hurt. But if somebody would have got hurt, I mean, I ain't gonna say it like kill, I'm just saying hurt. Somebody got one of the, you know what I'm saying, senators, House Representatives, somebody would have got. Then they'd be looking into it. Oh, yes, it's that and that. But because none of them were injured, now all of a sudden
they full of shit too, because Republicans saying, let's not even stop at Black Lives Matter. Let's go back 4 years ago when the representatives released. Was shot. Remember, it was a shooting of a representative at a baseball practice or something. They do this like Republican, Democrat baseball softball game, and they were having a practice. And the rep's police was shot there. They want to investigate that now. That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what the Republicans are really pretty much saying. Let's not stop there. Let's just keep going. Well, if you want to keep going, if you want to have that thought process, keep going along that line of thinking, let's go ahead and just have committed to investigate COINTELPRO. Like they, like they, like we really won't. Let's go see who shot Kennedy. Let all that out. If you want to keep going, let's keep going.
Bro, yeah,
it makes no fucking sense.
It makes no sense, cause whatever.
I just hate how they have this false equivalency thing when it comes to anything of accountability.
And then try to bring up all this other dumb shit that don't even matter. It has nothing to do with the issue.
The issue is
you know, all these people break federal laws, man. Those state laws, federal laws. And somebody could have seriously been hurt. And the thing is, they sitting here seeing that nobody's being punished, really. Shit, they're planning to do it again.
Right. Only thing Republicans are worried about is actually being like a deep dive done by FBI and CIA, where they can actually be found accountable with jail time or even the loss of political power. That's it. Anything else, they don't give a fuck about. They don't care about none of that. And I mean, the simple fact is that we got one party that's just like, remember how the mob used to have all these businesses that they was extorting, and that like those were their businesses.
Yeah.
And they ran them legitimately. The Republican Party is a storefront for racist white people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't even no hiding that shit no more. If you really a Republican right now, you just buy into whatever they're talking about, and that's just what it is. I don't care about none of your Liz Cheney's and none of that shit. They all a part of it too. It's just one extreme versus the other extreme.
Yeah, but exactly.
Democrats over here acting like it's still a real government, like it's still real rules and protocols, because they believe in that bullshit. They really believe and buy into the ideology that this two-party system, we have to play by the rules because this is how it's supposed to be. Republicans out for blood. You over here dealing with gangsters.
They definitely out for blood.
Like, I don't understand how them. I understand how they don't. How they're not moving like that and reacting like that, but it's frustrating. Like. It really is. That's the only reason you're really gonna get some real action is to find a real vibe of third party to force the Democrats to be more extreme than what they are, or either to force the Republicans to just really not give a damn and really show, like, really have no more pretenses to what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, they just acting like they don't understand how serious this issue is. But that, you know what? It's not even surprising, because That's how everyday life works anyway. You got people, look at the coronavirus. People not taking stuff serious until somebody gets hurt or somebody gets messed up. It's either you yourself or somebody close to you.
Then that impacts them. But then it really didn't remind me of the Civil War. Like, I feel like the reason Democrats won't go hard on Republicans is because a lot of them are there. They see them as like, that's my brother, that's my cousin, or that's my, I can't just write them off. Those are my, see, they still feel some type of kindred of spirit with them. You know what I'm saying? They still feel some type of connection with them. Some type of humanity in them that they don't even give the black people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because the Democrats, we a mascot. Republicans, we shouldn't be here. Our usefulness has been expired.
Exactly. But
when it comes to the two of them, like Democrats and Republicans as a party team, factions, they can't bring themselves to condemn or to turn their backs on them, because they see them as their fellow brother or sister, their man or human.
Yeah.
Humanity there, you know what I'm saying? Like, they literally have cousins that are Republicans, and they could never see themselves just, I guess, ruining the careers of them politically or ruining their careers, period, because it's the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna, they don't vibe with that shit. It still feel like it's a way back towards the middle. And the middle fucking sucks.
Yeah. This shit, I don't know. They need to just put stuff. I can't even explain this shit, bro. They broke into the federal building. They was coming to fuck y'all up, bro. You don't. Yeah. They was coming to burn the fucking vote shit. Fuck you up, dog. You don't understand that? Whatever.
No, they understand it, but they don't want to condemn it.
That shit. You're right. They do understand it, but I guess it's just gonna take somebody getting fucked up. That's bad, but
yeah, man. I really don't know the answers, but guess what? we ain't gonna be able to figure out the answers to white people and their white shit in an hour long conversation, because you know that shit should be going on for hundreds of years.
Exactly. We're still trying to figure it out, but
just wait until the apocalypse come and the zombie shit is real and they eat each other. And we just stay out of the way.
we'd have been a blue each other up by then.
Yeah. Or maybe them aliens will come and take us off the planet then. Shit, that'd be the best movie at that point.
Man, motherfucking aliens ain't fucking with us. Look at these dumb motherfuckers down here. They're gonna be no fuck themselves up. Let's go home.
They might fuck with us.
I don't know.
It wasn't by choice now. Shit. All of us ain't fucked up.
Nah, we all definitely, especially on no shit like that.
Man, who knows though? But smarter people that tried and failed, but the thing is, you gotta continue to try. You know you might fail. And that's the scary part.
Exactly.
Man, we need some more black think tanks. Well, ain't no black think tanks in these HBCUs. Man, that's another topic for another episode.
Another night, man.
I'm EA. I'm representing 919. Killing the King representer. Catch me on at EACD32. I don't post like that. I be on my creep shit, but I want to start trying to be better.
Whoa. Hey, it's your boy Chuck Too Nice.
I be lurking.
You do. Representing that 8. Oh, no. I'm representing that 803. I'm not even going to tell you what I don't know it about, but representing that 803.
No, but you said it right. You represent the 809.
You can follow me on social media, Chuck Too Nice 86. That's Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, don't forget about my TikTok, baby. Same handle. I'm over here busting stupid dope moves. Fuck what they say.
Hey, man, we're going to holler at y'all next week.
Don't talk over me. Get out. Nah, man. We're fucking with y'all next week.
Yeah, you know the vibes.
You know the vibes. Kill out of King, man.